Blog Talk Radio.
Pigskin Nation, week 18. It's great of you to join us. I am Chucky Pigskin, and with me as always, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Sweet Lou from Brooklyn, Maryland. Yeah. Yeah. Also joining us tonight, his son, President of the United States, the United World Champion, Mr. Hollywood Tony. All right.
You got that, mate.
Yeah, we were back in the fucking green room just now. A fight almost broke out between the president and myself, Mr. President, and myself over Diablo Toro. I will call him right now.
Diablo.
No, we're not going to call Diablo Toro because he's retired somewhere. I beat him into submission.
Okay.
Listen,
that's
500 43-0, man. I beat 43 other fucking cocksuckers.
And for those of you who do not know who Diablo Toro is, you can search and find Diablo Toro on the World Generation Podcast Archive. What was the show that World.
It's UWA Today in the it's my show, the UWA Today
UWA
on
today.
The archive. So go back in the archive and you can
Chuck,
hear
when you talk,
Diablo Toro.
You're cutting out a little, like it's like a stuttering. Talk now.
Is that right? Am I still stuttering?
Oh, now it's all right. Now it's
all right. Good. I think you might have been
stuttering out, dude.
What are we gonna do first?
We're going to do what we always do first, man. Lou, tell us about the New York Minute.
Oh, the New York Minute. Right. So you know what? They got the Jets waived, what's his name, the running back, and he went to the Ravens. What's his freaking name? Get his name. Cobb? Wait, what's his name? That guy.
Cobb? That's a receiver, man.
No, the running back. Begins with a C. Anyway, he was picked up. He's a good running back, but there was no room on the Jets because of Bryce, right? And the Ravens got him. And now this guy, he's pretty good, but we'll see what happens there. And with the Giants, Tyrod Taylor, he's going to start this game, the last game. And if the Giants lose, they could wind up getting a third or fourth pick in the draft.
Lou, but what you're not
right
telling
now,
us.
Right now, they're getting the fifth pick. If they win, they may get the fifth or sixth pick. If they lose, they get, like, the fourth or third. It's according to other teams. Like,
so,
you know, like the Patriots. That's.
So, Sweet Lou.
What?
It's Randall Cobb. It's Randall Cobb.
Randall Cobb,
hey,
right.
Here's what you're not telling us, Sweet Lou.
What?
And it's the biggest news I heard of the day coming out of from the Jets camp. Apparently, the Jets are interested in a trade with the Chicago Bears.
For the quarterback.
For Justin Fields. How do you feel about that?
I feel that. That must be because Aaron Rodgers is in the background with Hackett, and they want him as a backup to Aaron Rodgers next year. Yep. And do you think that Justin Fields wants to be a backup after winning so many games in the second half of the season? I don't think so. What do they have to give up? The Jets have a lot of picks. I don't think he's worth a number one. I don't think he's worth a number one field.
I mean, he's maybe a second-year starter in the NFL. Him
a second
going
rounder
to a backup.
And maybe a fourth rounder, something like that. But I wouldn't give a first rounder for him. No.
Turning into a backup would be quite a blow on his ego.
Right.
I don't think he was any good last year. I didn't care for him. I thought that the media was making more out of him than what he really was.
Well, he was
to me,
good
it's just
in college,
another tip
man. Squeak.
Yeah, he was good in college, but just because he's good in college doesn't mean he's good in the pros. To me,
style
he was just another
football
tip
football is throwing the ball. In college, he threw the ball. You know, pro quarterback behind the center. And then when he went on the Bears, they had him running a whole different scene, and he lost games. So you don't know.
So that's what's going on.
He's not a bad quarterback. It's just that he wants to be a starter. Who said this trade scenario, Chuck?
So this is on Jet Central on YouTube.
It's a rumor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're rumors. They're all rumors. These are all fucking rumors. They're not reports.
If you asked the coach and the owner of the team, they'd say it's bullshit.
Yeah, they're not reports. They're rumors. So we'll see how these rumors develop. But what did happen was the Randall Cobb trade to the fucking to the Ravens, who are, man, these guys mean business.
That's right. And Odell Beckham is sitting out, I think, this game coming up because he wants to be 100%.
Fresh.
Did you see the catch he made Sunday, man? Whoa. With his two feet.
A circus-like catch, man. Circus-like.
Right. That guy has got some hands. Are you kidding me? They're one of the teams that are going to be in this. It's probably going to be the Ravens and the 49ers in the Super Bowl, I think. And with the third pick, would be the Browns or Miami.
Let's move on to the Mile High Report with Mr. Hollywood, Tony P, Mr. President.
Not much came out of there, I bet you, though.
Ooh. The Mile High Report's got to be rough, man. It's got to be a rough report, man. Things aren't unicorns and rainbows in fucking Denver right now.
They put the odds up. He's gone, man. Everybody says he will not be on the Broncos next year.
What's going on in Denver is who gives a shit, frankly.
Yeah, but he's gone.
After they lost to the Patriots, cost me $30,000, I could give a fuck about Russell Wilson. I personally think they should take his fucking ass, his whiny short
They're gonna make a trade for a pick.
Him to the fucking curb. That guy, I'm sorry, dude, but it is so much fucking drama. And now, you can't bench me. You're not allowed. Listen, it's either $40 million or if you stub your fucking toe or you can get benched.
There's only one game left.
You know
what is he crying about?
Why let you talk for your fucking thing, man?
Because Russell Wilson, wow.
Okay, that's the end of the fucking Mile High Report. Who gives a shit? That's my end.
Right. Fuck Russell Wilson.
It's fucking
so we
painful.
Go over the picks, right? Is that it?
No, we got to do Texas.
Yeah, so in Texas, Cowboys, they shoot themselves. They have a big habit of shooting themselves in the foot. I mean, I might even pick the fucking Redskins this week. These guys, they're fucking known for this shit. All they got to do is win, and they win the division. And that'll put them up against the fucking Green Bay Packers. First round of the playoffs.
Let's see the Green Bay Packers.
That's all they got to do is win. But you watch. They're going to find a way to fuck it up. McCarthy was looking for a way to fuck up against the Lions. There was very little time left. There was very little time left. The Cowboys were winning by very few points. And this motherfucker, the Lions had timeouts, and this fucking McCarthy, he's calling bombs and shit, incomplete bombs, and a bunch of other horse shit plays, allowing the fucking Lions to keep their fucking timeouts. Get the fuck out of here. Run the fucking ball.
The quarterback could change those calls if he wants. Audible.
Well, it's a bunch of fucking horse shit, man. They're out there fucking throwing fucking bombs, incomplete bombs.
He's calm this year. That this playoff game that's coming up for the Cowboys is so key to that quarterback.
Off.
He better do good, man.
Pissing me off. And so really? C.J. Stroud came back last week, had a great week. They won the game. And this week the Texans are in line. So here's the deal. They win tomorrow. Whoever wins tomorrow between the Texans and the Colts is in the playoffs. All right,
AFC,
but so the Texans. So then, after that, if the Jaguars lose, and they're playing against the Titans,
with the Colts.
No, I'm
they
sorry.
Both have 9-7.
Yeah,
right?
They're playing against the Titans. Yeah, the Texans are playing the Colts. The Titans are playing against the Jags. If the Jags lose to the Titans, then the winner of the Texans Colts game tomorrow night will be champion of the division.
Texans, they have the
AFC South.
Can
you imagine?
They put the print so little, man. I can't understand that. Why don't they make print a little larger than they do?
Lou, you can go to your right, the right on your screen, and there's three dots there. If you click on
screen,
those three dots.
He doesn't have a computer. He's using a newspaper.
Right.
You're shit out of luck, Lou.
Right,
I'm sorry, bro. We need to send you a magnifying.
Just press the button and it gets large, right.
We'll get the British lady to send you a magnifying glass. After the show, she'll get your address.
That's what I'm using.
Well, you need a bigger one.
I have a big one.
That's what she said.
Yeah, that's right.
Got to clean that shit up, Lou.
That's
all
right,
so that is the Texas two-step.
Right.
Texas two-step, baby. So
and now we go with
we transition.
Position.
You like my transition music?
The NFL.
That's
so
Batman.
You guys remember
Batman when they were changing the fucking scene?
Yeah.
They would play that music right there, man.
Oh,
so that's our transition music.
I'll do the American Conference.
Doing the standings right now, though.
Right, that's what I'm going to do. The East, Miami.
No, it's not time for the standings.
Oh, I didn't. What'd you say? You know why? I had a glass of wine and I smoked. And I'm flying.
Yeah. We're not doing the standings. We are going right into the predictions, the results.
All right. Yeah, okay. All right, let's go and start now. That was Thursday's game, the Browns-Jets. The Jets were at the Browns. We all had the Browns. And the Browns won, I guess, right?
So why am I not prepared for this shit? How the fuck did this happen?
The Browns won, I know that. I think
I got it right here, man. So, how the fuck did this happen? All right, here we go. So, let's see here.
That was Thursday.
Man. The Browns did win.
All right, so we all had the Browns. Oh, first, Hollywood has to tell us the standings before we do this.
Oh, okay, whatever. It was 143 to 141 to 134 for Lou. And now it's 144 for Chuck, 142 for me, 135 for Lou.
All right. Cowboys.
Next.
The Lions were visiting the Cowboys. I had the Cowboys. Chuck had the Cowboys. Hollywood had the Lions.
Ooh. Yeah, I got fucked by the referee fucking cock-sucking.
Oh, man,
like,
that was so
shit. Like, fucking NFL.
You know how many
people were
saying the referees are betting games and they're crooked?
That fucked up cock-sucking Lions, that game was, they had that fucking game, man.
They robbed
We've
them,
been
man.
Saying that from the first game, from the first show, Sweet Lou.
No,
you
but
can go
this
back
call
and listen.
Was so blatantly bad that
These,
the guy... Coaches told the referee everything, and the referee turned his head like he had his fingers in his ears, like he didn't want to hear. Like you knew already that he was going to throw a flag. What a piece of shit that
Here's
guy
Here's what
is.
Happened. Here's what happened, man. The fucking guy went and checked in with the referee. The referee totally ignored him.
Yeah.
His hand in his ear was so that he could hear in his headset Jerry Jones making the call to New York.
Yeah, but you know what?
To tell that referee in New York calling the referee,
telling
him, hey,
the referee,
you're not
going to
just put your hand on
guy.
The steering wheel. You're going to get in the driver's seat. You're driving this motherfucker home, baby. Give
right,
him the one to the Cowboys.
What's your
talking about this travesty of a fucking game?
That was the worst call, I think, in
years.
All right, so Hollywood loses on the Lions. We had the Cowboys, me and Chuck. All right, now let's go to the Giants-Rams. We all had the Rams.
We all had the Rams, and the fucking Rams did win 26-25 in a fucking thriller.
Yep. Now, the Dolphins visiting the Ravens. We all had the Ravens. Of course they won the Ravens.
Oh, man. What a fucking game. They not only did they win, they beat the fuck out of the Dolphins. 56-19.
That's right. He beat their asses, right?
Oh, yeah.
They
Lamar Jackson pulled
teams,
it out and fucking whipped them with it.
That Ravens team has beaten all the good teams. Yep.
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, what's the money on them for the Super Bowl?
Oh, I don't know.
Hollywood?
All I know is that the Eagles, you put $20 on the Eagles, you win $140.
Right.
Don't figure how I know.
The Ravens
that.
Have a lower odds.
I had so many bets, so much every week as fucking Bronco. But that Patriot, if they would have won the Patriot game, they would be 10-7 after this week and they'd be in the playoffs. If they would have won that, because everybody's at 9-8. Everybody's at 9-8 if they would have won that Patriot game. And the refs, they took the ball away from the guy after the fumble in that Patriot game. They took the ball away and gave it right back to the Patriots. The refs are fucking this season up, man. They're fucking everything up for NFL, for Vegas, whoever they want. And it's messed up, brother. It's messed up.
A lot of people say that are in the industry. Behind the cameras and everything. There's something wrong with the referees. All right, the Bills were at home. Patriots were visiting the Bills. We all had the Bills.
The Bills came up 27-21. Bills won. We all get the point.
All right. Now, the Falcons visited the Bears. We all had the Bears.
And the Bears came up 37-17. Yep. I don't know what's going on with the Falcons, but, yeah, the Bears.
Yeah, we all
Bears.
Get the point there. All right, now the Texans at home, Titans visiting the Texans. Chuck had the Texans. I had the Texans. Hollywood had the Titans.
Boo for Hollywood.
Oh, man, two hits. He's back
26-3 Texans beat the crap out of the Titans.
I know.
Twice. The Titans should never be allowed to wear those fucking ugly-ass baby blue, powder blue uniforms.
All right.
They shouldn't be allowed to wear those fucking uniforms anymore.
So
for the
Hollywood gets a loss there, and we get the win on that Texans game. All right. The Colts were at home, and the Raiders were visiting. Chuck and I had the Colts. Hollywood had the Raiders. He loses again.
Yes,
Hollywood
loses again.
Wow.
It was a thriller, 23-20.
Yep. Chuck picked up the two that you gained on him, and he
it
also
It doesn't matter.
Had...
After the Broncos lost to the Patriots, everything that I had known that was going to happen didn't. Everything that was supposed to happen didn't. So I don't really care because
all
of history has changed somehow.
On.
Because the Broncos are not any way possible winning the Super Bowl, and that is supposed to happen.
Jaguars.
So I don't really
bitter
care
Betty.
Anymore.
Let's go to the Jaguars.
I'm not bitter. I don't really care. I'm going to say whoever's winning this week.
A lot of people were disappointed.
Pick. I'm gonna flip
to Denver.
I'm gonna flip a coin this week on every single one. I don't care.
Let's go. We got two more games. Jaguars were at home. Panthers were visiting. We all had the Jaguars.
Jaguars beat the crap out of them, a shutout.
Yep.
a big goose egg for the Panthers, 26-0 Jags, baby.
Right. Now, we all had to win there. Now, the Eagles were at home. The Cardinals were visiting the Eagles. We all picked the Eagles.
Oh, we all picked the Eagles, and the Eagles went down to the Cardinals.
Right. So we all get a loss.
You know, that Kyler Murray, man, he's something else. When you see, you can see in that fucker's eyes, like, I'm not going to lose this game.
He might.
And all of a sudden, he fucking stands up and he fucking goes, man. And that's exactly what he did in this game. It was a fucking thriller.
That's another rumor. Kyler Murray trade, probably. Who knows what that team wants to do.
It'll be an epic trade between the Cardinals and the Dallas Cowboys. Kyler Murray and some picks for Dak Prescott in
that,
a move that the Cowboys would win.
I think Dak is better than Kyler Murray.
No, not me. I think Kyler Murray is a lot better. Yeah, I do. Well, I just think Kyler Murray has been in bad hands.
If he was
over
on a good team, you mean, he would show better. All right. The Buccaneers were at home, and the Saints were visiting. Me and Chuck had the Buccaneers, Hollywood had Saints.
So the Buccaneers lost this game.
Hollywood
the Saints won
that one.
23-13. Boo.
Chuck get a loss, Hollywood gets a win. So
boo.
Here we go. And the 49ers were visiting.
Here we
the
go.
Command. Here we go, right. That's what I like about Zach. Just that. 49ers visiting the Commanders. We all picked the 49ers.
So the 49ers beat them down 27-10. Redskins are complete shit this year. They're talking about trading that Sam Howell. And who knows what's going to happen. For sure they're going
to
get rid of
Ron
Rivera.
Quarterback. Right.
And for sure they're getting rid of Ron Rivera. So the Commanders clearly in restructure mode.
Here, this should be an interesting one. Seahawks were at home, and the Steelers were visiting the Seahawks. Chuck had the Seahawks. I had the Seahawks. Hollywood had the Steelers.
Damn it. Fucking Hollywood. 30-23.
Up another one.
Damn.
Now he's back to two.
I didn't see these. I didn't see these last two. Holy shit.
And now the Broncos. At home, the Chargers were visiting. We all picked the Broncos.
The Broncos came through, man. I mean, 16-9. Go Russell Wilson. God's got him. God's got him.
Yep. And the next two games.
It wasn't even Russell Wilson, though. That was the backup that played. That's the point. Any competent quarterback, any fucking competent quarterback can be that. So Russell Wilson is not some spectacular quarterback. He's average. He played just as good as a fucking backup.
He fumbles
does.
Too much
now,
and he throws interceptions.
He's not worth $300 fucking million, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but he signed on the dotted line, and that's his money. Here we go, the Chiefs. Here we go, the Chiefs at home. The Bengals were visiting the Chiefs. Chuck had the Chiefs. I had the Chiefs. Hollywood had the Bengals.
Oh, yeah. So the Chiefs-Bengals. Chiefs 25-17.
Hollywood gets a loss there. And we get the win. The next game.
You can take the Broncos for that one.
The last game, the Vikings were at home. The Packers were visiting the Vikings. Hollywood had the Vikings. Chuck had the Packers, and I had the Packers.
So the Packers win 33-10.
Hollywood gets another loss. Okay, now what's the standings?
Let's see. Chuck is at 156. I'm at 150, and you're at 148.
Yeah. So how many are you down, Hollywood?
I'm down six.
Six. So you were down two a few games ago, and you...
I was down two last time, yes. I got nine right.
Just about four or five games when I was going over it, and the...
I got nine right.
Three in a row.
I got nine right. You got eight right.
and Chuck got 13 right.
Chuck
got 13 right.
You
put,
put it on him, man, on us.
He missed two. He only missed two.
So that's that.
Two games. Why aren't you betting these, Chuck? You should be betting all of this. You got 13 out of 15,
well,
man.
He picks a game or two that looks real good. That's how I do it if I bet, but I'm not betting. And that's how you got to do it.
How many am I up on Sweet Lou?
A lot.
Oh, sorry. Lou had 14. No, you had 14, Dad.
Wow.
He beat you.
Oh, good.
134 to 1. He started at 134. He ended at 148. Chuck started at 143. He ended at 156. Lou beats him for the week by getting 14 right.
Eight. I'm still Lou eight
had
down.
14 right.
Hollywood
and
is
he
six
was
down. Right. Well, what's next? The playoff scenarios are the picks.
No. Next we do, I guess we're going to go on
break, huh?
All right. Go on break. We'll take that break when we come back. Yeah, we're going to take the break. When we come back, though, we're going to talk about, we're going to do it when we come back. We're going to go over the standings. The playoff scenarios, and then we're going to make our final predictions for week 18, my friends. As week 18 is coming up. Have we really been doing it this long, guys?
This is the last week in the NFL season, and then the playoffs come.
We've really been doing it for fucking 18 weeks?
Yep.
Wow. Wow.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, that's commitment, baby. That's commitment.
Yeah, well,
but, yeah.
That's it. And I say this. When the playoffs start, we should go. You think we should, when we make our picks, we should use the spread?
When the playoffs start, how are we going to do it? Are we going to start over?
You don't want to use the point spread?
No.
Are we going to start over when the playoffs start? What are we doing?
No, we got to go the same way we always have.
Yeah, but there's not enough games where you guys could come back and win.
Yeah, so Chuck wins.
Right. One more
I haven't
though.
Won yet.
We got next week.
I can totally fuck up.
Anything can happen. You could pick up 5 or 6 wins.
All right, yeah.
But we'll see. Tony's going to flip, though.
All right, let's go to break.
He's going
to
use the Kern this week.
I'm going to light up.
So it's time to light up, and we are going to get, we're going to start flying high. Yeah, that's the theme song, Flying High.
Right.
And that's what we're going to do right here on Pigskin Nation on the other side of this break, right here only on the World Generation Podcast Network.
Where is that?
Friendly Fire Cigars. Come on in and enjoy the game. Come on in and relax with friends. Come on in and light them up at Friendly Fire Cigars, where they carry top brands such as Arturo Puente, VAO, Romeo and Julieta, Avo, Monte Cristo, Ashton, and many, many more. Friendly Fire Cigars, where they have amenities such as comfortable leather seating, 4 HDTVs with 4 separate cable receivers, Netflix, Wi-Fi, cigar locker rental, patio seating, and much, much more. Where do you want to go? Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire Cigars. 1905 South Derry Ashford. Friendly Fire Cigars. Get there.
Hands. If you believe in parties, re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Party is his middle name. president Mr. Hollywood Tony P's party platform means doing more jobs, better recreation, bigger civic improvements, and lower taxes. On Election Day, cast your vote for a proven champion. Re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Remember, fellow citizens, the future is in your hands.
So you want to talk about politics, right? But you also want to talk about bears and some other newsworthy items you may have missed. Well, hey, join me, Chuck Amuck, and the Unusual Suspects as we get down and dirty on the Full Tilt Boogie Show, a show where we talk about some of the craziest things going on in the Beltway and beyond. The Boogie, coming soon, right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more. Guys, you're on your way home from the wild party that just ended a half hour ago. Or perhaps you're on your way to work like me. Either way, a commercial comes on your radio telling you they can make your hair grow back. Well, listen up, guys. It's a bunch of BS. Period. Your hair is not growing back. Don't be that guy who spends his hard-earned money on a bunch of phony baloney and a bottle of snake oil. Or worse yet, don't be that guy that people go around whispering about behind your back every time you turn around, because it will happen. Trust me on this. I've seen it firsthand, but I digress. Instead, be the guy who is more accepting of who he is. You can even shave your head completely and get an earring or two, anything. But don't become a mockery of yourself. Don't do it, guys.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the World Generation Podcast Network.
We welcome you to the Lone Star State with big wide open arms. But if you're trapping litter, well, that's cause for some alarm. You gotta keep our environment clean, and that's the honest truth. So don't you mess with Texas, lest you wanna get the boot. Go, don't mess with Texas. This land is for me and you. From Dallas to the valley, every highway looking dandy, so future generations can enjoy too.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Welcome back to Pigskin Nation Week 18. It's great of you to join us. I am Chucky Pigskin, and with me we've got Sweet Lou from Brooklyn Matters and the United World Champion President of the United States, Mr. Hollywood Tony P, in the house tonight. Guys,
what?
It's time
for the
to talk
candy.
About the standings, baby.
Okay, I'll do the American Conference.
Let's do it.
We go to the East. Miami, in first place, clinched the playoff spot. Buffalo in second place. Miami has 11-5 record. Buffalo, 10-6. Jets, 6-10. And New England is out of the playoffs, 4-12. And we go to the South. Houston in first place, 9-7. Indianapolis, second place, 9-7. And Jacksonville in third place, 9-7. And Tennessee eliminated from the playoffs, 5-10. In the North, Baltimore clinched home field through the whole playoffs. They're in first place at 13-3. That's record in the NFL, I'm pretty sure. Cleveland clinched the playoff spot at 11-5 in second place. And Pittsburgh, which has a slight chance still, is 9-7. And Cincinnati eliminated from the playoffs at 8-8. And in the West, Kansas
City. Pittsburgh can lose and still get in.
Yeah, and in the West, Kansas City clinched the playoffs. Wait, it says here they clinched their division, Kansas City, at 10-6. That's not such a good record. Denver comes in second, eliminated from the playoffs at 8-8. Vegas, 7-9 out of the playoffs, and the Chargers out of the playoffs, 5-11. And that's the American Conference standing.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. A lot of interesting things going on there.
Yeah. There's still teams that are alive where their starters will start.
Yeah, the AFC South certainly looks very, very good. And then the whole thing with the Bills, yeah.
Yeah. They need a win to get a better position, I guess.
Yeah,
but why ain't
the
Jets eliminated from the playoffs? That's
well, bro,
weird,
they're
6-10.
They're 6-10, man. Even the Broncos are better than the Jets.
Right.
According to the record.
Right.
Hell, the Raiders, too.
Every team that's out of the playoffs has an E in front of them. And this, the Jets don't have an E. That means they have a slight chance at something.
I mean, but the Jets are better than the Titans, who are 5-11.
Yeah.
They're better than the Chargers, who are 5-11.
Right.
And they're certainly better than the Patriots, who are 4-12.
Right. Pittsburgh might have a chance still. They're at 9-7.
Yeah.
But
they could still get in.
Look at the AFC West. All the teams from second place to last place are eliminated. Denver, Vegas, and Chargers. And Denver had a better record against better teams. They made second place. Big deal. So
it happens.
If they finish 9-8, they don't get in because of that one
game would have done it.
Right?
The Patriots, I told you, it's the fucking that they were supposed to win that game. And that's why Russell Wilson can suck my ball sack, you fucking prick. Rid of him. Sick of it.
You're not
drama.
You're not fucked up about it, though, are you?
No, you're not fucked up about it, are you?
The
NFL can referee away $30,000. They can referee away $30,000 from me.
Oh,
so
it's always the same referees that do this, man. Why didn't someone throw something at that guy to turn this back?
That's why they're gambling, man. They're gambling. We all know it. Everyone knows it, man. That's a conspiracy theory right there until it's proven true.
Yeah. On McAfee's show.
It will happen.
One of the guys behind the glass, they gave a microphone. He said that, and they went, whoa, whoa, whoa. They didn't want to say that, man, you know?
Yeah, they weren't prepared for that
shit. I'm surprised that guy isn't going to get
so
fired.
It's so obvious, though. On close games, the refs decide them. On games that are 1 point or 2 points, the refs have a say. They get to make that call. The only way to beat the refs is to be better than the refs. Be better than the cheating.
But, you know what?
I mean,
that means you can't get mad at Belichick on the Patriots when he cheated. Because he was trying to give his team an advantage.
Wait a minute. He cheated? What are you talking about?
He cheated last year, right, Hollywood?
They didn't cheat. It was a conspiracy. The Patriots have
never
cheated.
Oh, cut the shit, man. He had somebody in the stands in the upper deck binoculars watching the Jets go through their practice.
Hey, he wasn't cheating, man. They were just, you know.
He does that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's he does that.
His balls are deflated. His balls are deflated. He's got deflated balls.
It's customary, man. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, man. It's the Patriots motto.
Chuck, you got to do the
NFC conference. Yeah, the NFC conference. You got the NFC East with the Cowboys in first place at 11-5 are in the playoffs. Tied with the Eagles, first place at 11-5, also in the playoffs. So, it's interesting, though, because if the Cowboys win, they become the champions. That's all they have to do. But we'll see how that develops. The 49ers are the number one seed at 12-4.
Yeah, they have home field through the whole
playoff. Yeah, they have home field throughout. Followed by the Rams, who are 9-7, also in the playoffs. And then you got the Seahawks, 8-8, not in the playoffs.
But they still have a chance.
Well, yeah, they still have a chance. They still have a chance, so they're hanging by a thread.
Yep.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens for them. Then you have the Cardinals, 4-12, out of the playoffs, no chance. Then you have an NFC North. That was the West. That was the West, buddy. In the North, you got the Lions, who are clinched the division.
Yep.
And then you have the Packers at 8-8, or the Lions are 11-5. That is. The Packers are 8-8, followed by the Vikings at 7-9, and the Bears, all of a sudden, at
7-9. They're out of the playoffs, man.
They're out. But they're 7-9. They were looking like total shit
Minnesota's
just a few weeks
in last
ago.
Place, and they still have a chance.
All of a sudden, that kid is trying to prove me wrong. But to me, he's still a fucking pipsqueak.
Let me ask you something. Minnesota still... I'll tell you, man, I don't know.
Yeah, Minnesota had a bunch of problems this year at quarterback.
Yeah, but they are at 7-9 also, but they must have beat better teams than Chicago, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know how they go by that. How come they have a chance at them? We'll see.
So the South brings about the Buccaneers at 8-8, tied with the Saints at 8-8. Will be implications in these games coming up for the NFC South. And then you've got the Falcons at 7-9, who might have a snowball's chance in hell. I'm not sure. They might, but I don't think so. I don't think so because Packers are in.
Yeah.
And then you've got the Panthers at 2-14.
Yep. What did they
definitely clinched the playoffs.
And so they haven't. The division has not been clinched in the NFC South, and we'll find out next week.
Yeah.
On that.
I'm
going to
go with the
now,
Panthers. I say the Panthers are going to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, they can't. They're out of everything.
Panthers have wings.
They're out of everything. The only team that has a worse record than them, I think, it's Arizona or Washington is a shit team too. Yeah, that's it.
Whatever, I'm getting the current ready.
The coins
turn.
Ready? Well, we got to go over the scenario. The playoff scenario. You want to do that? I'll do the
So
AFC.
You've got clinched playoff spot in the AFC. You got the number one seed Ravens.
Yep.
And we're going to do, I'll do AFC.
All right, you've got
the number one Ravens. Clinched the home spot to go. There's three spots available.
Yeah.
Okay? Three available spots in the AFC. So number one seed is the Ravens. Number two seed is the Dolphins. Number three seed is the Chiefs. And the number five seed is the Browns.
You want to
so
see
got,
what the paper
the hunt,
said?
In the hunt, you've got the Jaguars, the Bills, and the Colts. And on the bubble, you've got the Texans and the Steelers in the bubble. They're on the bubble.
All right. So you want? I'll go over to the NFC then now.
All right.
49ers 12-4, NFC West division title, number one seed, long first round bye, and home field advantage. Detroit Lions, NFC North division title. Dallas Cowboys, 11-5, are in the playoffs. Rams in the playoffs, 9-7. Eagles, 11-5, playoffs. Falcons, 7-9, at New Orleans Saints, 8-8, Sunday. Atlanta clinches NFC division, South division title with an Atlanta win plus a Tampa Bay loss. So that's with that one. New Orleans clinches NFC South division title with a New Orleans win plus a Tampa Bay loss or tie or no tie plus Tampa Bay loss. How do you figure that out? You need a Philadelphia lawyer, right? New Orleans clinches the playoffs first with a New Orleans with if they win plus if Seattle loses or ties. Green Bay loss or tie or no tie, plus Seattle loss, plus Green Bay loss. Man, all these scenarios. Philadelphia Eagles at Giants, 11-5 Eagles. We already said that. They are in. Philadelphia clinches NFC division title with a Philadelphia win, plus a Dallas loss or tie, or Philadelphia tie plus Dallas loss. Seahawks 8-8 at Arizona Cardinals. Okay, Seattle clinches a playoff berth with a win, plus a Green Bay loss or tie, or Seattle tie plus Green Bay loss, plus Tampa Bay loss, or, man, that division is really... Tampa Bay Buccaneers 8-8 at Carolina Panthers. Tampa Bay clinches NFC South division with a win, or Tampa Bay tie plus a New Orleans loss or tie. Tampa Bay clinches the playoff berth with the Tampa Bay tie plus Seattle loss plus Green Bay loss or tie. And that's that. There's so many scenarios. Damn, right?
Well, you know, whoever loses, so when somebody finally loses, it's going to, like, Green
this
Bay.
This Sunday is
going to
tell the story. That's right. That's right. This Sunday tells the story.
So it just occurred to me that I did the fucking playoff picture instead of the playoff scenario. So I got to go back and touch on some of these fucking scenarios. The Miami Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins. Yeah, you know what? You do it.
All right.
Yeah, you do
all
that
right.
Shit.
Now,
I love
AFC.
It.
AFC. Baltimore Ravens
Sweet
clinch, 13-3, AFC division title, number one seed. Long first round bye and home field advantage. Kansas City Chiefs, 7-6, AFC West division title. Cleveland Browns in the playoffs. Dolphins in the playoffs. Buffalo Bills, 10-5 at Miami, 11-5. Buffalo clinches AFC East division title with a Buffalo win. Buffalo clinches the playoff berth with a win, with a tie, or Pittsburgh loss, or a tie, or a Jacksonville loss, or tie, or Houston-Indiana tie. Jeez. Miami clinches AFC East Division title with a Miami win or tie. Houston Texans are at Indianapolis Colts. 9-7, both teams. Houston clinches AFC division title with Houston win plus Jacksonville loss or a tie. And Houston clinches the playoff berth with a Houston win or Houston tie plus a Jacksonville loss and a Pittsburgh loss or tie. Indianapolis clinches AFC South division title with a win plus a Jacksonville loss or tie, or Indiana tie plus Jacksonville loss. Indianapolis clinches a playoff with an Indiana win or Indiana tie and a Pittsburgh loss or tie. Jacksonville Jaguars at Tennessee Titans. Jacksonville clinches AFC title division with a Jacksonville win or a Jacksonville tie plus an Indiana and Houston tie. Right? Jacksonville clinches a playoff first with the Jacksonville tie plus a Pittsburgh loss or tie or Pittsburgh loss plus Denver loss or tie plus Houston Indiana doesn't end in a tie. You know, Denver has something to do with that game where they could have an effect on another team, that means.
That's great.
Yeah, and who are they playing? We'll find out who they're playing.
They're playing the Raiders.
The Raiders. They should beat them like a drum. That's right.
I guess. We'll see what the coin says.
With the curve.
That's right. Sweet Lou, ladies and gentlemen.
That.
Sweet Lou on the whole scenario thing. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
A lot of scenarios. This Sunday and Saturday and Sunday is going to tell a lot. Especially
so we're not going to get the tiebreakers,
right?
That Hollywood was talking about last week.
And National Conference South is the one division where three or four teams have a chance at something. There's a couple of divisions that are all close, man. Like the AFC South with Houston, Indianapolis, and Jacksonville. They're fighting for stuff. Yep.
Oh, that's great. That's great, man. And that's going to be tomorrow night, guys. So you guys be sure and watch that game.
Texas is going to have two teams in the playoffs. Dallas and the Texans, right?
Oh, yeah, baby. Get used to it. Get used to it, sweetie.
Yeah, but everybody says that Dallas always chokes in the playoffs.
Oh, my goodness. I will burn my shit, man.
Yeah, it'll
I'll
be another year of letdown. You think it'll be another year? Zach Prescott's got
to
do good. Otherwise, he's
got to, man. He's got a contract on the line, man. I'd like to see them trade his ass for fucking long hair over there in fucking the
They're
Chargers.
They're not going to get rid of him. What's his name on the Jaguars?
Yeah, no, man. Yeah. But I digress. Let's move on
into
the predictions, baby. This is what we're all about.
Tomorrow, the Steelers visiting the Ravens. The Steelers are favored by 4 points because the Ravens are sitting there starting quarterback and maybe one or two receivers, a lot of starting players. So I'm picking the Steelers. I said I was going to do this.
The coin says Steelers.
All right.
Yeah, I also am going with the Steelers. The Steelers
all right.
are going to win this game. The Ravens are doing exactly what they're,
this cat's
what they're going
doing
to do.
This now. My cat's meowing, little bastard.
Hey, he can meow all he wants, man.
All right, let him meow. All right, the
fucking
Colts are at home. The Texans visiting the Colts. Colts are 1-point favorite. I can't believe
that. Where are
they
now?
Let me see if that's right.
I see the Texans are giving up 1 point, man. They're
the
minus
Texans
one.
They're giving 1 point. Right.
So they're favored
and
by one.
It's actually it's a tie game here, man. You don't know who. I'm picking
the
Colts.
The Kern said Colts.
All right.
Oh. Fuck you and your Kern. I'm taking the Texans, man.
Oh,
I'm going to
taking the Texans.
That's right. I'm bucking, man.
That's right. All right. Now we go to Sunday. Eagles visiting the Giants. Eagles 5-point favorite.
Oh, my God. Eagles, Giants.
I'm going with the Gents.
I'm going with the coin says the Giants.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Because, you know, Eagles are probably already in, and they're going to sit people, too. They may sit the quarterback. Who knows?
Oh. The Giants are 5-point favorites?
The Eagles are 5-point favorites at the Giants at New Jersey. Artificial turf. They're definitely sitting.
Fuck, man. I'm going to take the Eagles anyway. Fuck it.
All right, Chuck. That could be an upset win for the. I hope that you want to know something. If the Giants lost, I wouldn't be mad because I would like to see them get a quarterback. And if they get the third or fourth pick, they're going to get a good quarterback like a Bo Nix or, you know, or the guy out of Texas. Okay.
Quinn Ewers.
What's his name? The guy that's
Quinn Ewers. He's not.
Yeah.
I think he's going to come back, man.
Really? He's not going
pro? I really do think he's going to come back. He's eligible for another year, and I think he's going to do it.
They
but
got
we'll
two
see
or
how
three
it develops.
Quarterbacks, the Texans, Longhorns.
Yeah, including Arch Manning.
Yeah. Arch Manning was just a freshman this year. That's right.
Yeah.
I think they want Arch Manning to start next year, really.
You think they're going to fucking redshirt him?
They're going to make him the starter for the Longhorns. Manning, yep. That's,
hey, before we get
Peyton
off the air
Manning,
today, I'd like to do a pick for the championship
that's
tomorrow, man.
That's Peyton's older brother, kid. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the other Manning son.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the next game. The Patriots at home, 2.5 points. Wait a minute, let's see here. Maybe Patriots are only 1.5-point favorites over the Jets.
Oh, my God.
I wonder what. Here. I'm taking them, too.
Man, I'm going to take the Patriots, too. I just have a sneaky
right.
feeling.
Right. The Jets, right. Of course, the Jets, their backup is not up to snuff, man.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be something, if they had a real chance at the playoffs, Aaron Rodgers would try to play, they were saying. But I guess not. There we go. The Seahawks visiting the Cardinals. Right? The Seahawks visiting the Cardinals. Where are we here?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, all right. Cardinals. Seahawks are 3-point favorites at the Cardinals.
Coin says Seahawks.
I say Cardinals for me.
Man, I'm fucking torn on this game, man.
Seahawks.
I'm going to take the Seahawks. Well, I think the Seahawks will pull it off.
All right. Because what's his name? Murray. We'll see what he does. He may want to show good the last game.
Yeah,
right,
man. I mean, and yeah, that guy, he can do some special things, man.
Yeah. Buccaneers are visiting Carolina Panthers. Buccaneers 4.5-point favorites. They
Buccaneers,
were saying that this
Panthers.
Could be the game the Panthers win.
Well, yeah,
Coin
says Panthers.
No, right. Man, I'm not buying that, man. I'm taking the Buccaneers. The
right.
Fucking division title's on the line, man. They got to give it their all. They're going to win.
Panthers.
Coin says
Panthers. All right.
Buccaneers, Bengals. The division's on the line, Tony. What are you doing?
Bengals.
Coin all the way.
Okay, let's go. Bengals at home. The Cleveland Browns visiting the Cincinnati Bengals. Oh, that's like, wow, then that's Cleveland and Cincinnati, not far apart. Bengals are 7-point favorites.
Oh, the shit stain did
I'm
good this year.
I'm going with
the
Bengals.
Coin says the Bengals. The coin says the Bengals, too.
I'm right. Taking the Bengals, too, man.
All right.
That backup quarterback they got, he's all right, man.
Yeah. But they have to – they're going to – look – they have to win. They want to get in the playoffs, so they're going to try to win, man, the Bengals. All right, the Lions are at home, and the Vikings are visiting the Lions. And the Lions,
hey, don't take my coin. who's playing the Lions versus the Vikings?
The Lions, wait a minute. I just Lions are 3.5-point favorites. The Vikings are visiting the Lions. But
who
the
did
Lions
you say first
already,
the last time?
What?
How is it listed on your paper? Who's listed first?
The Bengals are favorite.
No, the next one. Who's
Oh,
who's
the Lions
are
favorite. 3.5
No,
points.
Who's listed on your paper? Who did you say first? Whoever you said first, the coin picked. So I don't know. You said it two different ways.
The Vikings were visiting the Lions.
Okay, so the Vikings, yeah.
All right.
The coin says Viking.
All right. Now
I'm taking
Tonto's
the Lions, man.
I'm taking the Lions too. Chuck and all right. Packers are at home, and the Bears visiting the Packers. The Bears are visiting the Packers, and the Packers are 3-point favorites.
And the coin likes the Packers.
Okay. I'm taking the Packers also. Hollywood says Packers.
I'm taking the Packers too, man.
The Pack.
Follow the Kern.
It's probably going to be a little chilly there. Cold weather. Yep. And New
yeah,
York
the Packers
has
are
had,
win
had
this
no
game,
snow
man.
Since 2022.
I mean, it gets cold as fuck in Chicago too, man.
Right. The Chargers at home. The Chiefs visiting the Chargers.
No,
right.
Man, fuck the Chargers, man. I've been going with the Chargers so much. They always fucking let me down,
but
man.
The
I got to go with
the
Chiefs,
favored
man.
By 3.5 points.
You got
the
me fucked up,
the
bro.
Chargers too. The
you know why?
The
because
Chargers.
The quarterback is sitting for the Chiefs, and they're sitting other
Chargers.
Players.
They were
and
supposed
taking,
to lose the last game, the Chiefs, but they
the Chargers.
Didn't. I'm taking the Chargers, too, because the coin said so. But the Chiefs were going to supposed to lose this one anyway because the Broncos were supposed to make the playoffs.
They're not
and
a good team with that
quarterback beating the
out.
Fucking Chiefs. Because the Chiefs won last week. They weren't supposed to either. See, it fucked everything up, that one Patriot game.
What about, Chuck, who do you take? The Chargers, Chiefs.
I got to find out who the fucking Chiefs backup QB is.
Right.
Oh, Blaine Gabbert.
They said it, and I never heard of the fucking dude.
No, you've never heard of Blaine Gabbert, man?
Oh, yeah, Gabbert, I heard, yeah. You're taking the Chiefs, Chuck, right?
I'm taking the Chiefs, man.
Okay, Chuck. Yeah, watch that game. That's an upset game, probably. The Raiders at home. Broncos visiting the Raiders. Broncos.
Raiders.
The Raiders. The Raiders are 2.5-point favorites.
And the coin thinks the Raiders are going to win, so the Raiders. Broncos are going to win this, but the coin said the Raiders, so I'll take the Raiders. I say the Raiders, but the Broncos
right.
are going. I'm flipping the coin every time, but the Broncos
right.
are going to win this game. But
I'm saying the Raiders. I'm going with the Raiders.
All right.
You're going with the Kern?
Yes, I'm going with the Raiders.
The Bills visiting the Dolphins. Right? The Bills.
Oh, my God.
The
fucking game.
The Bills are 2.5-point favorite because they're two good teams. And
the
Dolphins are at home. I'm going to go with the Dolphins. That's two good teams, man.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to get some fucked up weather coming
in. I don't know if the Dolphins are playing for anything. That could make a difference there. That could make a difference. Let me look at this for a second.
Wait, what are you talking about? The Dolphins who?
Dolphins the Dolphins have, if they have a plan for a position or something, Miami
Dolphins. The
Dolphins
and the Bills are in the same division, bro.
They made it. They're in. They're going to sit people. Bills have to play and win.
Yeah, and the Dolphins are going to sit people.
So who knows what's going to happen there. I picked, even though I made my pick already, I picked the Dolphins.
I'm picking the Bills, man.
All right.
The Kern said the Dolphins, by the way.
Okay. And the next game is the Falcons visiting the Saints.
Oh, my goodness. Falcons-Saints. Another game with playoff implications.
Wait, I got to see. Where's
they're both like 8-8 or some shit.
Right. Like, wait a minute. I just
8-7 or something like that. Or 7-8 or some shit.
Oh, the Saints are 3-point favorite over the Falcons. Saints are at home. And I'm going to take the Saints. What do you guys take?
Saints
Hello?
Against who?
You take the Saints?
Saints Chuck? Against who?
Against the Falcons. Saints at home.
Oh, my God.
3.5 points.
Yeah, man, I got to take the Saints, man.
Right.
The Kern says the Falcons.
Okay.
Kern wants that. There's going to be a lot of upsets this last week.
That happened.
Man, I'm afraid of this shit, man. I hope
this
I don't
This is
going to
be what they call an upset.
Oh, my God.
A lot of people make up ground on the last game.
Fuck yeah. That Kern.
The 49ers at home. The Rams visiting the 49ers, a California game. And the 49ers
game,
are 4-point favorites.
Damn it, this fucking game.
And you know what? The Rams are sitting their quarterback, and the 49ers are sitting their quarterback. And what's his name? The running back is sitting. There's so many guys that aren't playing. Who do you pick in this game? I'm taking the 49ers because they're at home. That's the only reason. But there's going to be a lot of guys.
If they're at home, you know what? Fuck it. Put me down for the 49ers, too.
Okay.
Kern picks the Rams.
Who?
The Kern does pick the Rams. How'd you know?
Okay. It got Tails.
Tails was the Rams.
I was just kidding.
I think they're
going to
have
bad
more
mojo,
people sit
man.
Down on the 49ers. More starters
Lamb.
Aren't going to play for the 49ers. Okay. The Jaguars are visiting the Titans, and the Jaguars are 3.5-point favorites. Jaguars visiting Tennessee. The Jaguars have to win, so I'm picking them. Longhair's going to have an all right game, I think. because they need this game.
Kern picks the Jaguars.
Because there's a lot of scenarios with that Jaguar team. And they're playing the Titans. I think the Titans have something going with them. Yep. Who you take, Chuck?
I'm taking the Jags, man. I'm taking Longhair or Borzoi.
And the last game is the Cowboys.
Although there's a lot of word going around that the coach of the Titans.
Yeah.
And that the coach of the Patriots, Belichick, is going out, and the coach of the Titans is going in.
He's gone, Belichick. I don't know. He'll probably take off a year or two, and then
He's going to go out, and that the guy from the Titans, who used to be a Patriot, is going to go coach the Patriots and take over.
Well,
that's a lot of big rumors going around.
I don't care who's playing. The Kern picked the Cowboys. So
Cowboys are 13.5-point favorites over the Commanders.
Yeah,
and
the
Commanders
with the Cowboys
are at home.
But you're not picking the Redskins, Chuck?
I'm taking the Cowboys also.
The Kern said the Cowboys, man. Kern is all where it's at. Except for
and that's our picks for the last week of the season.
Fucking Kern.
It's a full Kern week, a full Kern.
You know what? I tell you what, I'm going to give that Kern a round of applause. Good round of fucking applause. Yeah, that Kern, man. That Kern is fucking lovely.
It's starting to piss you off. Don't be mad at the Kern.
Well, you know, man.
The Norton.
I got to get pissed off
The Kern has no ball. All I was doing was when Lou said, these people are playing these people, whoever the first person he said was heads, whoever the second person he said was tails, and I flipped it. And the Kern now says that things are going to happen. But honestly,
this week
the Eagles and the San Francisco 49ers in the Super Bowl, Eagles will win because I bet them to win the Super Bowl because I took the money I won from the Bronco game because that's the only game I won, by the way, but I did bet the Broncos. So I took that money and I put it on the Eagles to win the Super Bowl because apparently can't put the Broncos to win the Super Bowl because the Patriots. It's also ruined all the other things I was going to bet. The
Broncos have one thing, if they win or lose, they'll hurt another team or help someone.
That's
where you
fucked up, Hollywood. Was you put your money on the wrong bird.
He didn't pick Denver this week.
He put his money on the wrong bird, Sweet Lou. The bird that's going to go to the Super Bowl is going to be the fucking Ravens.
I can't believe it, but sometimes he hits on them.
The Ravens, that they got birds. Ravens got wings.
Yeah.
If you're betting money, you've
got
to go with a team.
Somebody's got wings. The Eagles, the Ravens. Who else has wings that's still in it? The Eagles, the Falcons.
Well, the Chiefs have wings. Oh, no, they have feathers.
Not have wings.
Feathers.
No wings in the Chiefs.
No, they have feathers, though.
See, the Broncos, they could have made a case because Pegasus has wings, the flying horses, theoretically, you know, it's a possibility. But
Look at Chief Wing Song.
Chief Winging Horse and Chief Wingy Wing and Wing Wingy and Wing Wing Din Wong. Chief Buffalo Wild Wing.
Chief Buffalo Wing, baby.
Yeah. Right. No. But remember, if you go back to the first episode, you should go into the archives and listen to the first episode. I said that it's going to be the Eagles and the 49ers. So go back and listen. Eagles 49ers Super Bowl. That was my prediction then, and that's my prediction.
I said the 49ers also in the beginning of the year, but I said the Dolphins. But I think I put the Ravens in there with the 49ers. I think that has the best chance of being the two teams that play in the Super Bowl. Because one is from the NFC, one is from the AFC. And
it's going to be the Cowboys
the Ravens,
who finally get the monkey of the 49ers off their fucking back.
Well,
and they will go through the 49ers.
Who?
In that shithole fucking city,
yeah,
San Francisco, to beat the 49ers, to then go to the Super Bowl in Los Angeles versus the Baltimore
Ravens.
The
Knicks beat the Philadelphia 76ers with Embiid playing. And all this stuff. Wow, they whipped their ass 128 to less. They beat them by 30-something points. Wow.
Wow.
They got that guy. They traded two of their starters for Anabi. What's his name?
Wow.
They traded Barrett and Quickly for Anabi. He's one of the best defensive and best three-point shooters. And they
realize T-Rock and myself have no interest in this.
And basketball, right.
Man, no
I watch it because the New York team. That's how it is in New York, like it is in Texas. You root for your teams. I hate the Dallas team, though, in the NBA because I hate the owner.
Apparently
right?
he
the
sold
Mavericks.
Them.
Yeah, he sold a little piece of them. He still has a piece. But he
apparently
doesn't have the controlling. He doesn't have the controlling amount no more. He got rid
of them.
Yeah.
I hate them. I hate them.
Right. I don't like Doncic. I don't like what they did last year, sitting all those players to hurt another team. Fuck that. Even though they got fined. They got fined like $250,000. But what does that do to a billionaire? Nothing. It's like chump change.
Oh, yeah. Chump change.
That's right.
Chump fucking change, baby.
Are we
satisfied with the show we did tonight?
Right, I told you it would be a quarter after 10, and it's 12 minutes after.
It's a quarter after 9.
We started at 9 o'clock, right? About 9?
Quarter after 9.
It's, in New York, it's 10:12. 2 hours later, boys.
Oh, shit.
Right. We're in different time zones.
Of course. Of course we are.
If you move stayed over to Louisiana,
guys,
you'd be an hour and a half difference.
No, I would never go to Louisiana. Louisiana is the fucking shithole
Red,
of America.
Redneck, they lock you
That's
up.
That's the asshole of America is Louisiana.
You know what? They say that the police in Louisiana are bastards. Nah, I don't know. Well, people move there because of the weather. But I would rather move to South Texas for the weather than Louisiana.
Oh,
right?
My goodness. South Texas with the fucking humidity.
Right, where it don't snow, where the coldest it gets is 60 degrees. There's
yeah.
a place in Texas like that, right?
Well, yeah, it's nice. It's very nice.
Yeah.
Get some south wind.
Yeah, but in the summer,
nice southerly
it's like
breeze.
An oven.
Okay. So
I think we're done.
Let's end this at that.
We'll see if the Kern gets me back my points this week.
Well, we'll see about
it
that,
should.
Obviously. But, hey, guys, I want to give you guys some homework.
What are we going to do?
We need to talk about this next week. What are we going to do after I win next week, because I'm winning next week.
Then we start over in the playoffs.
Your odds-on favorite. Yep.
Yeah, we'll
start
over in
the playoffs.
That's what I think. We'll start over in the playoffs and we'll see.
Right, the playoffs, right.
We'll see how it goes. So we all made the playoffs.
Right. How many teams make the playoffs?
We all made the playoffs, man.
Do you know?
We're all in the
playoffs. How many teams make the playoffs with both divisions?
Six?
No.
There's more than that, man.
More than that. You kidding me, man?
There's seven.
No. It's got to be at least four. There's got to be at least eight teams in the NFC and the AFC. Four games in each.
Sure.
Each bracket. Something like that. We'll find out after tomorrow. There's two games tomorrow that make
right.
the Steeler game and that. And, yeah, that'll help a couple there. But after Sunday, we'll know. Yep.
All right, so we've already determined what we're going to do after I beat your asses next week.
And no postponing shows. No,
no postponing shows anymore. Sweet Lou wants it on Wednesdays.
Yeah, people.
He's putting his foot down.
Always Wednesday. And
he's putting his foot down. I might do like Big Lou, though. So,
you know
yeah,
what?
Okay. Yeah, okay. And then we'll do something completely different.
Yeah. Well, next week we'll find. Next week, with the after Sunday, there's going to be a lot of upsets. I could feel it. I bet you
listen,
there's at least 4 or 5 upset games.
I'm going to bet $5 on every Kern pick and see
right.
how it turns out.
Right.
Nice.
Follow the Kern. We'll see.
Nice. Well, hey, thank you so much for listening. And, guys, thanks for being a part of the show.
Okay.
For Sweet Lou from Brooklyn Matters.
See you next week.
And the United World Champion, President of the United States, Mr. Hollywood Tony P. I am Chucky Pigskin. Thank you very much for listening to Pigskin Nation.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.